We're going to talk about mercy and grace. First, I want to go to the Word, though. It'll take just a second. You know, I am slow. And I shouldn't be. I love the New Testament. I hear you. There he is. James 2:13. For judgment is without mercy to one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Amen. We don't want to be judged right now, do we?
No,
don't want anybody.
But we won't have to be judged one day.
We're going to be judged for our good things. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Amen. Matthew 9:13. See how fast this is going? Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous but sinners. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 4:16. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. I think I got mixed up on that. Sorry, I didn't. Okay.
It's just a Matthew 4:16.
It's a good verse, but it's not the verse. I don't know, whatever.
I like to look it up in the Bible.
Okay. I looked up mercy. It said it's compassion or forgiveness shown towards someone whom it is within one's power to punish or harm. So it's showing mercy. If it's in your own power to show mercy to someone. It's in God's power to show us mercy. Oh, these teeth are driving me crazy. Oh, they keep slipping now. I'm so glad I haven't been able to slip. So when God looks at us, he has the power to judge us, to strike us, to do whatever. But when he looks at us, he gives us mercy because what Jesus did. But mercy gives him the power not to do anything to us because he gives us that mercy. Because he has compassion and forgiveness for us.
Amen.
And that's what mercy is. Now we're going to talk about grace because they're always put together. God does not punish us for what we deserve. Grace is God's blessing on us despite the fact that we do not deserve it.
Amen. What is that found in?
It was just some stuff that God gave me.
Huh?
It's just stuff that God gave me, so I wrote it down. Grace is God's blessings on us despite the fact that we do not deserve it.
Amen.
So we don't, you know, sometimes we get in our mind that we deserve this and we deserve that, but we don't. Mm. God gives us grace just to get through each and every day.
Amen.
And I know now it's so hard for Mary, but God's giving her grace just to get through the days because it's such a terrible thing that happened. Mercy is deliverance from judgment. Grace is extending kindness to the unworthy. Now let me tell you this again. Mercy is deliverance from judgment. Grace is extending kindness to the unworthy. Okay. That's what I just wanted to talk about, mercy and grace. That we see so many things, they're combined together, but they're totally in different things. Okay? So God, because of his compassion, he does not just strike us. In the Old Testament, you will read where people, you know, those thousands of people, when they took the covenant, they took the top of it off, that it struck, that thousands died. Inside the ark was a mercy seat where they put lamb's blood. And you will see all through the Old Testament, they continue to talk about making sacrifices. In the New Testament, who's our sacrifice?
Jesus.
So now we don't have to be judged like that. We don't have to be judged like that because God loves us and he has the compassion and the forgiveness for what you're going to do today what you did in the past and what you're going to do in the future.
Amen.
Now, since he does that, does that mean I can go do what I want to? Well, I'm going to go and do drugs, and I'm going to drink, and I'm going to go to the bars, and I'm going to fornicate, and I'm going to do everything I want. No, we still need to obey God's rules. His commandments, not rules, his commandments. He said, you take up my yoke and it's easy. I'm screwing that up, aren't I? Take up my yoke and it will be easy to keep my commandments. Because he loves us so much, when we do something wrong, the Holy Spirit convicts us in our hearts. Now, if you're doing stuff and you've been doing it and you just don't feel convicted, you need to turn to God because your heart is hardening. What we like to do in today's society is justify why we act the way we do. And obviously David, when he had that minor accident, this man jumped goofy and was mad and because he felt justified to be ugly. Mm-hmm. Now being David the way he is, kind spirited, he didn't let it bother him. Mm-hmm. I would have jumped goofy crazy. I would have been binding Satan off him and everything else.
Who do Bible say on the way to find it? They said, God is slow to anger.
Yes, he is.
And he wants us to be the same way.
That's right. Use quiet words. There's nothing more aggravating when someone just, they're just mad at you and screaming, and you say, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. And then it's like, oh my gosh, you want to be justified in this. So we can't justify why we do the things we do. If you're in sin, you need to tell God about it, get right, and go down the road, right? In Jesus' name. We can't keep doing stuff because it takes the intimacy away for what God has in store for you. Don't feel justified by whining and griping all the time. Things are going to happen and it's terrible. But don't feel justified. I'm telling you, there's things going on a lot worse in other people's lives. You see it every day. Just this week with Tim, the Carols. You know, there's nothing that I had to go through this week that was worse than that.
I went through a hell this week, this week. Like everybody, the whole regiment was on me, on my back. So I kept inside of it, calling on God.
That's what you have to do.
God's been great to me this week.
He has.
As usual, God's always good to me.
That's good.
God's helped me so much. God has helped me that I can feed myself.
Amen.
I can walk on my own. I couldn't do it before. I was ran over by an automobile. And I couldn't walk, I couldn't feed myself, I couldn't wash, I couldn't put on my own clothes. God has blessed me now, I can put my own clothes on, I can feed myself.
Amen.
I can sit up in the bed, I can even, look, let me show you. Look, God has allowed me to stand, I can even stand.
Amen.
I couldn't walk. God is good, he's good to me all the time. People are saying what they, how they say, you see, haven't touched me. God is good.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time. God is good.
This man got hit by the automobile and was all jacked up everywhere.
I mean, God is good all the time.
And now he's helping him.
Yeah.
You know, so many times it just takes our faith. And you know what? I'm getting through this. I'm blessed through it.
They said my faith so much as a mustard seed.
Yes, that's all it takes, a little bitty mustard seed.
That was small. They said that in a metaphor. They said faith can be as small as a mustard seed.
Yeah.
But God wants you to have more faith than that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, because you have, the more you have, the better off you are. Look, I mean, I believe in God every day.
Mm-hmm.
And look what I'm doing. God has blessed me so much. He took me, he brought me for a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't sit up.
Mm-hmm.
God bless, I couldn't sit up.
Yeah, when this happened,
I was incapacitated. I was knocked out.
Oh.
I woke up on January 23rd. I was in Baylor Hospital. I don't know what had happened to me. I have a titanium plate in my head. I have screws in my arms. I have a rod in my leg. But I'm walking. Yes, I am. I can walk. I can shower myself. I can feed myself.
There's
going to
be more and more all the time.
I can use the restroom alone. God knows I was using a pamper. I'm 53 years old. I was laying in a pamper in a bed.
I know. Honey.
God is good.
He is.
Anybody can say what they want to. I know. God is good all the time. God has helped me to help myself.
Yeah, that's good, Vincent.
That's the best part about it. I don't have that. I don't have to depend on anybody to do anything for me because I can do it for myself now.
That's good.
It's been such a change. I couldn't walk. I'm 52 years old, 53 basically. I've walked everywhere I went. Mm-hmm. I rode the bus because I wanted to or if I could. But I walked everywhere. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even walk. I washed cars. In the city, I came to Dallas in 1996. I'm originally from South Carolina. I came here in 1996 and I've been washing cars. I've been living on the street. I've been washing cars to eat. And I can't do that anymore. God knows that. Mm-hmm. God has brought me back. He's brought me a long way. A long, long way.
That's wonderful.
God is good all the time.
That is all the time, and you can testify.
I'm a living testament that there is a God.
Father.
And that He is good.
He has planned everything you need.
That's right.
God will help you to help yourself.
Thank you, Vincent. Thank you so much.
I didn't mean to burst out. I'm sorry. I apologize for being rude.
I
didn't mean to burst out. I just had to tell somebody.
Well, no, you need to testify what God's done for you because it encourages other people. We can talk with our tongue. We can talk with our tongue and say, hey, this is what God's doing for me. But some of us sit in this bad, oh, everything's going wrong for me condition. You're not helping God by being a bad servant. He wants to see victory.
God wants you
to look at us and see His life. That's what we want.
God wants you to help yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, you can help yourself. People don't mind as much helping you.
Right.
You can help yourself. But you help
and
yourself.
Be appreciative of people helping you.
You can help yourself.
Always say thank you. Amen.
Yeah, there's going to be a crooked hand for a person that's laying down than one that's on one knee trying to get up. If you're just laying there, God, someone will probably come and just look at you. But if you're on one knee trying to get up, they're going to help you.
Right. Good. Thank you so much, Vincent. Okay, let's continue to pray for Don Potts with his continual healing from the Lord and what they're having to face right now, too. So we all go through things, and they're tough, and we don't like them. But the best thing you can do is turn it over to God and go, you know what, God, it's okay with me because I'm going to praise you no matter what. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to do.
So I do.
But that's what we got to do.
That's what I call on. And it gets where you know footprints. When you say, oh, you God, when I need you. When it started out, he saw two sets of footprints. Then as he got trouble came on him and everything. He was going through all this trouble, turmoil, all this. He didn't see but one footprint.
That's when God was carrying him.
That's when God was carrying him.
That's right.
And then I feel like he's carrying me now.
Amen. Thank you. Okay, I forgot to give you a prayer request for Kimmy. She's going back to the other orthopedic to see what's going on. She's had a lot more pain in that left ankle, and we're just hoping those bones haven't moved or anything. So be praying about that. Hopefully we get to go this week to do that, just so that we can continue to work out and do good in Jesus' name. So let's go to the Lord. Is she okay, Kathy, or does she need to go home?
Her blood sugar, I think, dropped. She took some Sprite, but we had no way of checking it somewhere and get better so that we can check it. So go ahead and do a prayer and then I'll...
All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your mercy. And Father, grace is all we need. That is all we need, Father, is grace. And we just appreciate your blessings on us, Father, because we don't deserve your blessings. Father God, there's so much turmoil and things going on right now. I pray for Lisa. I pray that she would feel better. Father, she needs to be able to eat like she's supposed to. And Lord, just help her and help them to straighten out the medication and whatever needs to go on with her. Just bless Linda and her daughter's situation. Father, Linda and Larry, and especially Timmy at the hospital, and Cindy, I know this is a bad time for them. And Father, we ask just healing on Timmy right now in Jesus' name, and that you just continue to heal him so he can testify for you how good you are. You're good anyway, but Father, I hope that he has a wonderful testimony of how wonderful and how willing that he was, so strong and wanted to go through all this rehab and do the best that he can. Father, bless the family and the grandkids. It's so hard to understand for them. Just bless them, Father. Give them an ounce of your courage and just an extra ounce of your love, and just put your arms around them and let them know how much you love them. Father, help us to be there for them if they needed at any time. I pray that they would be able to call on us anytime if we need to fix dinner or do whatever it is. I pray that you would give us that in our hearts that we want to do for people. Lord, I love you so much and thank you for church today. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen.